defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Well, Owen Benjamin is a really funny comedian, smart guy, very popular talk show host. And he's written How to Slay a Wizard, How to Get Out of the Mind Control. That's coming up. But right now, I want to just hear a few minutes of myself this morning, kind of predicting what was happening. The ceasefire has fallen through. They're now saying UAE, United Arab Emirates, Mirage, 200 nine fighters have been bombing their oil fields all over Iran. The whole thing's disintegrated. Israel's blowing up Lebanon, promises to continue on. Trump is not in control. This is a complete disaster. You just heard Michael Savage, no fan of the mullahs, saying this war needs to end right now. Israel's getting ready to probably nuke. I mean, this is bonker town. Then I saw the neocons on X this morning, Levin attacking me, going, you don't know what's going on. You don't know what's happening. Buddy, you don't know anything, and you've shown that, okay? This is all I do. It's so ridiculous. I've called this all. It was so easy to call. It's all been wargamed. Do you even know what a war game is? Do you know what the Rand Corporation is? Do you know what the Army War College is? Do you know any of that? No. You know how to sit there and get us into a disaster, you idiot. You moron. Let's go to a clip of me this morning. So, did the United States lose the war with Iran? Did Israel lose the war with Iran? That's what Iran's saying. That's what a lot of analysts are saying. Because Trump accepted this ceasefire for them to open the Strait of Hormuz. I'll answer that question. Iran's saying things that aren't true. The U.S. is saying things that aren't true. I just spent a couple hours last night and today making calls, reading over the documents. J.D. Vance, back channel through Pakistan, was able to get them to tacitly accept some of Trump's points. Trump accepted some of theirs, but it's only a ceasefire for now. Now, Fox News tried to deceive everybody, low information viewers, many of them, and so do the bots and influencers on X, that, oh, this is a great victory. Iran accepted all of the points. No, they didn't. They're also spinning it that Iran violated the ceasefire because they're still shooting missiles at Israel and some of the other neighbors that have U.S. bases in them. That's because Israel said last night, Netanyahu said last night, you look at it on X, that Israel's going to keep bombing. And so the ceasefire is only that the U.S. will stop bombing Iran for now, and that they will open the Strait of Hormuz for now. So Iran did not win. The United States did not get its objectives. And I would imagine, I hope it's not the case, that this ceasefire will fall apart very, very quickly. But Trump had such a disastrous response to the polling numbers and from even Republicans in the Congress when he was saying, we'll destroy your civilization tonight, and clearly the definition of genocide will never come back. There was such a backlash that Trump listened to Vance and Tulsi Gabbard and pulled back for now. So this is a pause in the insanity. And bottom line, the Iranians can keep the Strait closed indefinitely unless there's regime change. Trump now knows he was lied to by Mark Levin. Now, for all the neocons declaring victory and saying Trump played 85,000 D chess and that we got a peace deal and that's why he threatened him and everything, Mark Levin was beside himself last night, and the clips are on X, I'll post it, we're all shown, saying we basically lost, this is a capitulation, this is terrible, we got to fight for the last American, because, you know, he's Jonathan Pollard 2.0, and he's just totally freaking out, and so are the neocons, and so is the Israel lobby. So, for all of you declaring, see, Alex, it was good to say we'll destroy their whole civilization and apply, we'll use nukes. See, they gave in. No. They came a couple steps forward, but Trump made the main step forward, and now they've opened the Strait of Hormuz for now. So this is just a pause, just like the other Korean War, the war never ended, just became a ceasefire. Well, it's held for 60 plus years. So we will see how long this holds open, holds forever. But this is far from over. So obviously, oil hit $150 a barrel yesterday.
There's a few more minutes left. See you on X. I want to predict that I think the ceasefire would fall apart. By the time I got out of the car at 7:45 at the office, it had already fallen apart. And the Iranians have closed the strait again. That's official. But Caroline Levitt says they didn't. I mean, I've never seen such disinformation on the White House. It's truly saddening. We'll be right back.